Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text 16. Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyan Astam Cha Yan Asau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamastam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamastam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamastam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamastam Chayanaso Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Namasam Chayadasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Yamanasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamasa Yamanasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vaishnavis Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Udyamastam Chayanasau Tasyarte Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayuhu Duration of life. Harati decreases. Vai, certainly. Pumsam, of the people. Udyan, rising. Astam, setting. Cha, also. Yan, moving. Aso, the sun. Tasya, of one who glorifies the Lord. Rite, accept. Yet, by whom? Shanaha, time. Nitaha, utilized. Uttama Shloka, the all-good personality of Godhead. Vartaya, in the topics of Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the great importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So, the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words, quote, "Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears," end quote. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living beings. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. the materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-brahmana without brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated brahman, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified brahman, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is the realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishtasvaraham eva vedyo. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madama Gatva Punar Janma Navidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The verse again, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So, in the material world, sometimes we have a tendency to look for escape clauses in different contracts and agreements. Like Hiranyakashipu, he approached Lord Brahma for a benediction. He wanted a benediction that he couldn't be killed, would never die. And Brahma said, well, I can't do that. So he began making all kinds of requests. Well, then can you give me a benediction that I won't be killed in the day or the night, inside or outside, by any animal or any human being? And you know, he tried to make a whole bunch of escape clauses like that. So Lord Brahma granted him all those things, but Krishna, being more intelligent than the demon Hiranyakashipu, came in a form of Lord Nrisimhadev and killed here on Kashipu, not inside or outside, but in between, in the doorway. Not in the day or the night, but at dusk. Not as an animal or a human being, but a combination, half lion, half human, etc. There are even more conditions. So when I was reading this verse, you know, by the rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. I was thinking, where's the escape clause? How can I get out of this? And then I recalled, you know, when I was young, I was in the Navy. I was stationed in Iceland, which is up by the Arctic Circle. And in the winter time, the dead of winter, December, the sun never rises. And in the summertime, it never sets. So I think, okay, I'll just go someplace where the sun doesn't rise and it doesn't set. Or like when you're riding in an airplane, you know, coming back from India, if you're going west, you're going with the sun, so the sun doesn't set. But, you know, that's, you know, Krishna can deal with that. Kalosmi lokashaya krit, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Time I am, destroyer of everything. And time is not just some system for measuring. It's an actual force. It's an actual power. It's an energy of God. It's a form of God. It's a form of Krishna. And by that time factor, Krishna is destroying everything. And, you know, therefore, you know, Srila Prabhupada is giving this English proverb, time and tide wait for no man. You can't stop, you know, the force of time. And once a moment of time is gone, Srila Prabhupada explains, you can't get it back with any amount of gold or wealth. So it's very important that time be used properly. And the message here, the main message is, the best use of time is to hear and chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kata tajoshanad ash apavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So this hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord is very powerful in the association of devotees. And that is why Srila Prabhupada set up this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so we could hear and chant the glories of the Lord in the association of other devotees. And it's very powerful in that way. And by engaging in this process, gradually one develops shraddha, faith in the Supreme Lord, in the process of devotional service, faith in Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. So, and then gradually comes rati, attraction to Krishna and Krishna's service and Krishna's devotees. Not that one is just enduring it as a kind of austerity, a kind of tapasya. But one develops an actual attraction for the process and begins to taste the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam, for example. It's stated earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pibita Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Devotees, drink, taste the nectar of rasa in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna himself, the Vedic literature says, Raso Vaisa. He is the reservoir of all different kinds of pleasurable relationships. Raso Vaisa. So this process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is very important. And that's why we are distributing sets of these books, Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the Bhagavatam is especially nectarine. Reading it, hearing it, distributing it, it's form of nectar. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that other kinds of literature that are not glorification of the Supreme Lord, who is glorified by perfect poetry, Uttama Shloka, that's his name. He's glorified by choice verse. That's a name for Krishna. So other kinds of literature that are full of other topics that are related to the modes of passion and ignorance, those are described as Vayasam Tirtha, pilgrimage place for crows. During certain times of the year, I've noticed the crows come, like to Culver City. Early in the morning, there's hundreds and thousands of crows sometimes. So, pilgrimage place for crows. Not a nice place. So, in this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam and in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is recommending this process of hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he mentions this is just like it acts very quickly. It's very potent. Just like he said, like a drug, a medicinal drug injected intravenously has an immediate effect all over the body. I remember once I had to undergo a colonoscopy, where they kind of look inside your colon, your intestines. And they gave me propofol as an anesthetic into the vein. And it does act very quickly all over the body. You're out pretty much immediately. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that this nectar of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if it's injected into the ear, it has an immediate effect on the whole body. I can remember when I first got a copy of Bhagavad Gita at a rock concert and I took it home and read it. I rode off to the mail order department here in Los Angeles, and I ordered some tapes of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. And, you know, the first tape arrived, you know, I put it in, the tape, you know, they had tapes in those days, no CD players or streaming online, you know, cassette tape. And when I heard that voice, it was just like that. It was injected into my ear. I heard these things, you're not that body. You've had millions of parents, millions of mothers and fathers, and you know, your duty is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not be attached to material sense gratification. You know, never heard anything like it. So all of us are here because at some point we heard the holy name. We heard the message of the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. So there are just so many points that Srila Prabhupada makes in this purport about this wonderful verse. I'll end with his last point. He says, a devotee's old age or disease in this present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. He makes the point that by this process, we are guaranteed eternal life in the spiritual world with Krishna. That is our Social Security program, ultimately. That this guarantee is there. That if we take up this process, if we don't waste time, if we use every second of this life in hearing and chanting the glories of the personality of Godhead and engaging in the Lord's service, then we're guaranteed eternal life. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.